Emergency managers at the scene of Saturday's deadly landslide near Oso, Washington, say that operations will be a repeat of yesterday. Several hundred searchers are fanning out over the debris field to look for victims. Last night, the local fire chief raised the death toll from 14 to 16 and said 8 additional bodies have been located but not yet recovered. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Arlington.
Frequent rain showers are making it challenging for the professional and volunteer responders to move across the square mile of soupy, slippery debris. Search dogs and cadaver dogs are sniffing crushed houses. Other crews wield chainsaws or backhoes. Snohomish County Fire Chief Travis Hotz describes this as both a rescue and recovery operation.
Even if we just said it's a recovery operation, we are still going at this on all 8 cylinders. We're going at this hard to get everybody that's out there that's missing.
The number listed as missing and unaccounted for fluctuated wildly yesterday after restored telephone and internet service allowed people to check in from upstream of the landslide. Snohomish County's emergency management director says he hopes to release a credible and better verified number later today. I'm Tom Bonsi in Arlington, Washington.